Well, hello, 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 everyone. It's Sunshine coming at you. It is Saturday. I've missed you. It's been 2 weeks. And I just want to say welcome. I'm so glad you're here and you've joined me. I am excited to be a part of your Saturday and lots to talk about. Don't really have anything specifically lined out where I have to cross all my T's and dot all my I's, but I just wanted to spend some time with you guys to just say hello, let's spend an hour together and let's talk about what's going on and how I'm progressing and how are you progressing, and maybe this will help you too. This was a really rough week this week at work. There were a lot of things going on, and I find whenever I'm trying to plug in and press in and become more of my spiritual self and less of my physical self, that usually natural things just kind of blow up. And so I work in an industry where it's pretty cutthroat, I guess. And we have a lot of in professionals. I don't want to disclose what I do or where I'm at or disclose anybody, but least to say there were some decisions made back in a couple months ago to protect some interests for the company I work for. And we were served with a lovely piece of paper from a law firm saying, by the way, we'll meet you in court. So that was a lot of fun this week. So that's something that else has been put on my plate. And I'm only bringing that up to say, this is just where I'm at on whiplash. It's like you're going forward and then whew, whiplash. Okay, how do I continue to walk in, you know, the spiritual realm and to be enlightened and to walk in the higher dimensions, higher frequencies, and still have to swim through that mud and muck and mire that you deal with every day in this prison planet. So that was how my week went, and will be going for the next several months probably. But I just, you know, you start the show and you're upbeat and you're ready to go, and I just love my music. But I want you to know that I'm still battling. It's not like I'm squeaky clean and I've been all washed off and I smell all fresh and lovely and like a puppy that's just been to the groomer, you know, and all frisky and fun. And then, you know, I end up going out and rolling in a mud puddle. You know, that's kind of how I feel. So I just wanted you guys to know that I'm still walking through it. I'm still learning. I hope you're there too. Stay with it. Don't stop. There's so many things going on in the world right now with our finances and with, you know, food chains and supply chains and government entities and all of this stuff that you could watch if you watch the news. I watch very little news, to be honest with you. The areas in the Midwest, there were a lot of tornadoes that did a lot of damage these past few weeks, and they, you know, the weather is different than it was a long time ago. And, you know, I love harps, but I don't like that harp. I will leave it at that. So I'm frustrated with the way things are, but I'm also seeing that, as Q has said, we have to let it fall apart. We have to let things blow up. And so I'm encouraged because it looks like all holy heck is blowing up. So it looks like we're moving forward. It looks like we're on the right track. It's just our physical bodies are not going to be very comfortable going through it. So we left off last week talking about, you know, what are you doing to get ready? What are you doing to, if you're single, live in an apartment, or you're just starting out and you have a little apartment and, you know, maybe you have a small child. What are you doing to think ahead if you can't, you know, if you can't get to the grocery store, you can't get to the bank, or you can't get to the whatever? What are you doing to make sure that you've got a little extra something at the house to eat, or a little extra something to feed your pets, or that's kind of where we left off. And I just want to encourage you, don't get frustrated, get creative. You know, maybe you've got a friend that they have a garden, but we talked about this, but you know, you're very good at cleaning houses, and maybe you can work up your barter deals now to where, you know, I would be happy to clean your house, and let's put that towards, I get some eggs and vegetables from you. That kind of thing. Get those things set up now, you know, and of course you want to make sure they have enough to feed their family too, but think outside the box. Think, okay, if I were in a third world country, how would I live differently? And I think I mentioned also that my friend Bill used to say all the time, not all the time, but regularly, he would say, live like no other. He got that from, I'm going to forget his name. The gentleman that works on helping you get out of debt. It was the only thing that he really liked from him. Sorry, but that was the truth. But he would say, live like no other now so you can live like no other. So live like no other so you may live like no other. So if you visualize where you're going, and this is what Bill would say, the mind can't go where the body can't go where the mind hasn't already been. And that's what Bill's saying. So I know we're supposed to watch our thoughts and everything, but if you can't visualize yourself through this, it's going to be a lot tougher. So how are you visualizing yourself on the other end? You know, maybe you make some changes. Maybe you get your little tribe together, or you get your little group together and you say, okay, you know, if things do get a little tough wherever you live, you know, we are going to, you know, be together, and we'll take care of each other, and we'll look out after each other. And some people may still be able to work, and so some people will be able to watch children and still do school, you know, if it happens when school's back in session. So those are the things that I've just been thinking of and working on whenever I'm not at work. I did help. It was kind of funny as a side note, but there was a dog that I was looking at rescuing because he was such a sweet boy, but I just don't have the lifestyle that I want to have a dog right now. But he was such a sweet boy, I really seriously considered adopting him. And I just did not get that eye contact, immediate bond, that connection. I'm like, I'm not his. I'm not his. And so I paid for his heartworm test to get everything done. And I told him, I said, you know, he hasn't picked me. I'm not his. He's a sweet boy and he would be a wonderful dog, but I'm not his. And I just found out the other day that an older couple adopted him. And immediately when the couple walked through the door, his name was, I won't give the name of the dog. The dog immediately put his tail high and strutted over and just bonded with the man in the family. Loved the female too, but he bonded. They were connected. And I'm like, yes, I made the right decision. He found his forever home. And so they left to talk about it and make a decision. And the dog sat there, just looked and watched the door the whole time. In less than an hour, they called back and said that they were going to come adopt him. So it's such a beautiful story because that spiritual connection, they connected. They were linked together. And if I had not been cued in, you know, I could have knocked that one off track a little bit. And I felt really good. It's like, yes, I really did not feel like we had that connection. And so that's a really cool story. I really am excited to hear that this little pup found his forever home and they look so happy. So yay for adopting pups. I have a friend that raises chickens, and she's got two chickens that she's trying to rehome. And it's just cute how people are just kind of working stuff around like that. There was something that I heard. Who did I hear that from? I was on Rumble, I think. I heard something about mortgages and about how the latest administration in the U.S. is looking at you know, freeing everybody from their mortgages or giving big, huge relief packages to first-time home buyers, but yet the U.S. taxpayer is going to pay for it. And I'm like, how how is that going to work? And then I heard on, was it? I don't think it was Rumble. Could have been on another, anyway, another news source that I don't do mainstream news a lot, but I heard somewhere else that people were talking about a lot of the states now are switched over to recognize gold and silver as legal tender. And I'm like, yes. So it was like 45 states, if I'm not mistaken. It could be more by now. But I'm like, yes, that is good news. That is really good news. And that they're not taxing the gold and silver anymore because it is being recognized as legal tender. So you can look at these little cues and look at what's going on and you can say, okay, is it a white hat op or is it, you know, who's doing it? And it really kind of, to me, it's like, that looks like prep to me. It doesn't matter who brought it about, whether it was brought about in a nefarious way, it still looks like it could have been morphed into something good. So I just am on the bill situation, and with my mom passing a little over a year ago, I'm still struggling. I still have tough days. As we say, the whiplash does hit. And I think in the very first show, maybe the second show, I talked about whenever I talked to a lady about my mother's passing, and I said, you know, man, it just comes out of nowhere. And she was talking about how, you know, the grief or the emotions come about like a wave. And, you know, maybe you have your back to the ocean and you're watching everybody on the beach just so enjoy themselves, and you're there with friends and family, and you're just sitting there just taking it all in, and you're just so happy and so peaceful, and you're not watching the water, and a larger wave comes in and it crashes into the back of you and knocks you down on your knees, and you're all wet and sand is everywhere, and you're coughing and sputtering and you're trying to catch your breath. And she explained grief or, you know, emotions working like that, that sometimes they just come out of nowhere, whether it be a fragrance or a food or a saying or a song. It just comes out of the blue. And she goes, that's when you need to, when you get hit with that wave and you get knocked to your knees, that's when you need to put your floaties on and not fight it. But you need to relax and ride it out, because that's how you heal. That's how you heal through the grief. And so I had a couple of floaty moments these past 2 weeks. And, but it's okay. It's okay, because I know I'm getting stronger and I'm getting better. I've also mentioned a book to you guys that the more I read it, the more, man, I think everybody should read this book. It's called Falling into Grace. And it says Insights on the End of Suffering. And it's by Adyashanti. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. Adyashanti. It's a very good book. And it talks about a lot about what Q has talked about on his two shows, about emotions and thoughts, and about how they absolutely just hamstring us. They are not good for us. But yet we're created in this body by engineers from other realms to be these heavy emotional beings. And then there are entities that are said to feed off of those emotions. And it's like, my gosh. So how does one heal healthy? How does one heal and become whole and still stay in their higher realm, in their higher plane? And so I've been digging a little deeper into that, and it's starting to make more sense. But I also want to be careful not to stuff emotions and stuff things that I need to work through, and yet be careful to keep myself in my higher vibration. So that's something that I've been working on and will continue to work on. I think we'll go to a break about 30 minute, about on the 30, the half hour, just to let BBS know. I'll just keep talking to about the half hour mark, and then we'll go to a quick break, and then we'll come back and finish out the show. I wanted to talk about school's almost out, and everybody there is getting ready for the summer and going to be traveling and doing things with your family. And I just want to say that enjoy your family. If you are fully red-pilled, fully in the know, and spiritually you are sensing the energies, take time to love on your family. Take time to keep that vibration up. Take time to do the things that make you happy. Stay aware, of course, but enjoy life. We're here for a purpose. We're here to help humanity. We're here to be light. So be light. Be light for your family. Be light for others. If somebody's broken down on the lake, I mean, it's just common courtesy in boating. It's the law. You know, if somebody's broken down, you stopped out to render aid. So why would we, in this regular lifetime, if somebody's having an issue, or, you know, somebody's on the side of the road or whatever, or somebody's just at a park and you can tell they're having a hard time, why not just offer a friendly smile or a hey, I hope you're having a good day, or something like that. It just, we need to be more in tune to our spiritual surroundings and our physical surroundings, and pay attention. On that, we also need to be more aware of our surroundings as we progress forward. A lot of times people will walk into and out of shopping malls or grocery stores or your local, you know, feed store, wherever it is you go shopping, into restaurants, that kind of thing. And you absolutely are oblivious to anything that's going on around in the situation in the immediate area. You know, when you go to a bank, do you go to a bank and just pull up in the parking lot, jump out of the car and go in? Or do you possibly go to the bank, drive around the bank, make sure everything looks okay, everything looks normal, the tellers are doing their thing in the drive-up windows, nobody looks stressed or whatever? Do you do things like that? No, because we have been so spoiled and so programmed. But things might get a little squirrely. So why not train yourself now to be a keen observer, to observe your area, observe what's going on around you, and to be aware of your surroundings? And for goodness sake, please train your teenagers to be like that. Boys and girls. Girls can be more of a target because they're perceived to be of a weaker target. But your boys are targets too. So when you walk into a grocery store, who's out there? Who's watching? Who's there? When you walk back out, are they still there? And are they still lurking around the doors? Are there more than one? Are they there to get groceries, or are they there to stir up trouble? And if you're not comfortable walking back out, ask somebody to walk out with you or stay inside until the parking lot can be cleared. Those are things that I just wanted to talk about today, to be more aware of your surroundings. Don't be suspicious of everybody you see, but just open your eyes to survey what's going on. What color clothes are they wearing when you walk in? You know, were they in jeans and a red t-shirt? Could you, when you're walking in and you see something that's a little off or a little out of place, could you describe the height and the build and the type of clothing that was on, down to the tennis shoes, and if they had a ball cap or glasses? Those are the things that we should be looking for, so we can help each other and protect each other if and when things get a little tough for a while. If banks do close and pensions are frozen for a while, there are going to be a lot of people that are not aware of what's going on that are absolutely going to go into a tailspin. And in doing that, they will act out of their fear and their desperation because they had no idea this was coming. So people that you would normally walk right by and not give a second look to might be on their last nerve. Just a sideways comment to them or walking by them and shunning them or whatever might cause a reaction you're not ready for. Keep your eyes open. Guard your family. Protect your family. And find your people. Find your group. You know, who are your people that you can call and talk to that you can make your group bigger, better, stronger. So those are things I was thinking about this week that you should think about. Have you built up your pantry stash? And if it's just you, you know, do you have, you know, do you buy an extra can of this or an extra case of that? And can you ration out and eat a can of something a day to stretch your source? What if we don't have gas? You know, what if you have a cook stove that is gas? What if your range is gas and your oven is gas, or we don't have electric or gas? Can you still fix a meal? Is your can opener electric? Do you have a handheld can opener? Things like that. Just kind of thinking it through. Do you know how to cook outside? Can you safely cook outside? Do you want to cook outside and draw attention if things are a little iffy? Going back to, can you eat a can of food? May not be what you want, but can you eat a can of food and ration it out to where you have more food to stretch your deals, stretch your meals, your deals, your meal deals. So those are things that I'm just thinking of to talk about. I really want to encourage everybody to focus. What makes you happy? This morning I planted some tomato plants and some pepper plants and just got out in the sun a little bit, got some vitamin D, as we call it. And I love to get some vitamin C, SEA, but I'm not close to the SEA, so I'll just stick with my vitamin D. But when I am outside, it somehow just helps bring me peace. I'm in the dirt, I'm getting grounded, I'm planting things that I can nurture and water and grow and share with others. And the birds are singing, the sun is shining, the wind is blowing. It's just nice. The wind chime is, you know, chiming, you know, the neighbor's wind chime, whatever. So what makes you happy? If it's not getting dirt under your fingernails, that's fine. But is there something that you can do? Do you like to go for walks? Do you like to go to the nature? Do you like to walk your dog? Do you like to ride your bike? If you don't like to get outside, what do you like to do? Do you like to clean house? Do you maybe do a deep clean? Do you like to work on your car or your bike? Or are you a computer person? What brings you peace? What makes you happy? What raises your vibration? Those are going to be really important things to know now and in the future. How do I find my happy? You know, find your happy and then rock your happy. So I have my my little things in the ground that I'm growing, and I had a freeze, gosh, a while back. I had a freeze. It was the last big freeze before we went into spring, and it took out probably one of my favorite plants in my yard. One of two favorite plants in my yard, and it's still alive, and so I'm still keeping it because it's still alive. But man, it took a hard hit. So I had to do a hard prune on that, and plus it's hard, all of its leaves have fallen off, but it's still blooming. It's still a trooper. It's still like, I'm still here. So it's super cute in an odd, ugly duckling kind of way. But I just want you guys to know that even if you're going through your dark night of the soul, there are times when I am like, man, I wish I could just go ahead and just whoop, get on out of here. Not suicidal at all, but just like, it's kind of tough down here. And what's coming is not something that I really want to go through by myself. But on the same note, in the same breath, I came down here for a reason and for a purpose, and I'm still here. So I still have work to do to help humanity. And that lights me up. That encourages me and gives me strength to move on. I don't know all of the answers, and I am not as tuned in to my spiritual side as I wish I was. I keep pressing, I keep pushing. I don't have all the answers. But when we come back in a few minutes, when we come back, I'm going to be talking about just how to move forward, push through, and how I'm working through work that is quite stressful and still trying to be light to some people there that need light. So I know it's a little early, BBS, but if you're there, we might go ahead and go to our 30-minute break, and then I'll come back and we'll wrap up the show for the last 30 minutes. I'll see you guys in a few minutes. Okay. Sunshine out. Back in two. Joining me, we're on the second half of the show, Whiplash Talk. I am Sunshine. I'm here to just be here to help you walk through your whiplash in life, and we'll both get to the other side. We'll all get there and enjoy it and have a great time. I want to talk a little bit about when you're going through this, you need to give yourself permission to process. A lot of times we are so inclined to, okay, yeah, dealt with that, dealt with that yesterday. It's done, it's over. But as I talked about earlier about the wave, about how it'll hit you when you're off guard, and then you have to put your floaties on and just kind of float it out. Don't fight it. And so give yourself permission to process what you're going through. And then have a base of self-love for yourself. It's okay to be a mess. It's okay to grieve. It's okay to gather it up and put it back together and move on. But if and when that wave hits again, put those floaties on and enjoy the ocean. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the swells and the falls of the ocean as you work through your grieving process. So encourage you to do a couple of times a week, do some deep breathing, do the commands that we did. I wonder if I should do those again. I believe we actually did those in the very first show where we did all the commands that we have from Q Show and then some other ones that I have as well. And I do those a lot, especially whenever the emotions come on, because I do want to heal and I do want to give myself permission to go through the process, but I also don't want to give anything any energy from my sadness, my tears, my sorrow. So one of the commands that I really go to a lot during this time that I've been on my Whiplash Talk is I command my spirit to remove anything that is not authentic in me. And I say it three times because a lot of times, I'll just be honest, when I wake up in the mornings, the last couple of weeks, I'll wake up in the morning and I'll wake up and then like 2 seconds and it's like, man, the tears just start flowing. And I'm like, what is going on? And it's this heavy grief. And it's like, okay, what happened? Where did I go while I was sleeping? And so I do lean on that command a lot because I don't want any hijackers. Mama ain't got time for hijackers. I'm not doing hijackers. So I do lean on that. I command my spirit to remove anything that is not authentic in me right now. And then I, at work, lean a lot on, I command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. And I do say it three times, but I need to take those thoughts and drop them into my heart and then trust my heart center to guide me through all of the challenges I face at work. So I thought that might be a little helpful on when you're going through something, what I do. I know that unconditional love to heal yourself is really important. And, you know, focus on the goal that you're going to get through the dark night of the soul. And some of you listening may not have gone through this yet, but in the coming weeks, months, years, you might find yourself right in the middle of it. And I hope that some of this will resonate with you to be like, ah, Sunshine talked about this and it didn't really make a lot of sense, but whew, it makes sense now. So focusing on the goal, like I said, going to get through to the other side, going to get through this and know I can stand as a sovereign being in my own power, in your own power. And then just visualize yourself, you know, show me my most balanced, immature future self. Just because you are of a certain age or a certain status in life does not mean that you are mature in every aspect of your life. And you may be more mature as the tide ebbs and flows, your maturity level will do so as well. And during this time, I'm finding that my maturity level, where I thought I was, you know, scripturally sound and I was walking with my Jesus and I knew how to pray for people and I knew how to and believe for and saw healings happen. And then I end up with this mind warp whiplash, like, wait, what? What do you mean all of this is BS? I'll be nice, BBS. So anyway, I'm like, this does not compute. And so I found that in my maturity, I was lied to, and now I'm starting over. And so I know I can stand as a sovereign being in my own power, but I do believe as we take our thoughts captive and we drop them into our heart, as our spirit takes our thoughts captive and we drop them into our heart, that it does help us to intent and to put visualize ourselves out there, showing us our most balanced and mature future self. Going back to what Bill would say, you know, the mind can't go, or the body can't go where the mind hasn't already been. So where are we going? So with that said, you know, you can invite wisdom and love from the universe, and you can send out to the universe that, you know, that you want to meet like-minded people. My whole friendship base has changed, and it has become quite lean. And so that is something that I did not expect. I've always had a friendship base. I've always been able to, you know, lean on that, and they lean on me. And that was, I don't say tribe disrespectful to any Native Americans. I, with the utmost respect, I actually love the idea of tribe. And so that was my tribe. Those were my people. And one by one, two by four by six, you know, they fall away because I am now on a different path and I don't talk their language anymore. So that is something I hear happens a lot. The more you press in and the more you tune into your higher self and to the truth, the more one, you're real protected and guarded of what you've worked for and towards. And two, the more people are more resistant to that spirit that they sense, because there's a dark light rub that darkness doesn't want them around you because your light will shine. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that and go into, you know, work your commands, work what you know, and then read what you don't know. I know a lot of times you can get most of it from your spirit, from source, and it drops into your heart and you just have that knowing. But there are some things that I'll be like, I don't quite understand that. And I talked about that before, about the silver cord and the spiritual aspect of that. And so I'm still digging. I'm still trying to figure that one out. But I am downloading unconditional love to heal myself. I don't want to be an unhealthy person, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, relationally. I just don't. And I do believe, I mentioned a book. Let's see if I've got it here. The Healing Power of Your Aura by Barbara Martin. It's a deep book, guys. That's definitely a steak book. I'm chewing on that steak. And but she talks about, you know, the silver cord and all of that. And I haven't quite worked through that one, but she has so much good in this book. And she teaches about, oh goodness, I bet I even have it marked in here. She teaches about, I think she calls it SSD, to where sin and the pattern of sin, sickness, and death. And she says, if you guys get the book, it's on page 49. It says, now let us put together all these elements of our spiritual anatomy to understand how the SSD, Sierra, Sierra, David pattern works. Once again, the pattern follows this sequence. Sin is mental. Sickness is astral. Death state is physical illness. So it goes through mental to astral to physical. And so she starts off and she says, let us begin with the concept of sin. The word sin itself sounds so sinister, conjuring up of the fire and brimstone speeches of an evangelistic minister, or the original sin of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. In reference to the aura, the SSD pattern, sin, is none of these things. Sin is simply wrong thinking. I'm like, oh, dang it. You know, take those thoughts. I command my spirit to take those thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart, because we're programmed to have wrong thinking. We are 24/7, 365 pounded by the prince of the power of the air, as they call it in the Bible. Those airwaves that are going back and forth out there that are not like VBS, but mainstream media, 24/7, 365, those airwaves are out there and they're going. And let me tell you something, just because you're not watching them on the receiver does not mean that they're not impacting you. Everybody's worried about 4G and 5G. Anything that's being broadcast out there is in the spiritual realm. So it's in that realm. So, okay, I'll get off my high horse on that one. Anyway, so sin is simply wrong thinking. In the aura, wrong thinking is any type of thought that moves contrary to divine law and produces negative energies in the mental center. These negative energies can take on a variety of forms and hues, from the gray of fear and worry to the black of malice and hatred. We sin in our mental center when we persistently and consistently harbor angers, fears, resentments, and a host of unhealthy mental and emotional patterns. These negative currents radiate from our aura like smoke from a chimney. This destructive mental condition is the first step in the SSD syndrome. You may ask, quote, why does sin start in the mental body? End quote. Sin is related to our thinking because of free will. To call wrong thinking a sin, we have to have the free will to choose enlightened or unenlightened thinking. It is through our thinking that we express this choice. To have free will, we must possess the attribute of self-awareness. And self-awareness is very different from awareness. Animals are aware, but they are not self-aware. They have not evolved to the state of consciousness, is what she says. Animals are very intelligent, but they make decisions from their animal instinctual levels. That is their nature, so animals cannot sin the way humans can because they do not possess the same attribute of free will, which I don't know where she is on what you and I know and what we talk about here on this show and with Q, but sounds like the animals kind of got it figured out. They don't have to worry about this mental thing that we do, but I'll keep going. We are not always aware that we are sinning or producing wrong thoughts, and this is one of the challenges of life. We may feel perfectly justified thinking along certain lines, and our free will allows us to express that thought. One of the big jobs in our evolution is to distinguish enlightened. Oh, I just dropped my page. Hold on. Holding. My apologies. One of the big jobs in our evolution is, you guys like my sounds? That's pretty funny, huh? One of the big jobs in our evolution is to distinguish enlightened from unenlightened thinking. We can learn the difference only from experience. We reap benefits according to the quality of our thinking, what we allow ourselves to think and feel. So ultimately, we are our own best judge of what is sinful thinking. It says of what is sinful thinking is and what is not. Emotions are included in wrong thinking. Youch, that one hurt me when I read that one. I'm like, okay, how do I grieve? It says, as we have seen, the energetic nucleus for the emotions is the emotional energy center located in solar plexus area of the body. When we think negatively, we're going to have a negative emotional response, as it is the job of the emotional nature to give life to thoughts. The negative energy will also spew out from the aura field, amplifying the destructive power of negative thinking. This now leads us to the second phase of the SSD pattern. A negative energy spews out from our consciousness as a result of our persistent negative thinking. It transmits some of this energy to the astral body, as it is the astral body's job to try to filter out this negative energy. It transmits these energies through the astral threads to the astral body. There's those threads. The astral body tries to clear out this energy through the life fluids within the life stream of the astral body. Under normal conditions, it can easily handle this. But when we persist in our negative habits, we create a steady stream of this destructive power. The astral body gets overloaded with negative energy and becomes sick. This is the sickness step in the SSD pattern, which is the second S. We become sick in our astral bodies before our physical body becomes ill. If you can catch this destructive condition in the astral body before it gets to the physical, you can prevent many illnesses. If you do not catch the condition in the astral state, or if the condition continues to build, then you will head to the third stage, the death pattern. If the astral body is not restored and released from these destructive energies, these energies will filter back through the astral threads to the physical body, the way that too much water backs up in a clogged drain. These negative energies will then work their way into the bloodstream, and wherever there is a weakness in the physical body will accumulate, creating physical illness. Sin begins in the mental body. Sickness builds in the astral body, and the death state is the physical illness. We come to again the importance of rightful thinking to break this destructive pattern. This is the concept of mind over matter, but with the added ingredient of the astral body. You want to do everything you can to prevent disharmony from reaching the physical stage, because it is far easier to heal the mental or astral body than to deal with the condition when it has reached the physical state. Divine light works beautifully to release these vibrations of SSD. It can break up the patterns regardless of what stage the syndrome is in. Yet we must also do our part to get out the persistent angers and hatreds that precipitate these conditions. Is the SSD pattern the true pattern for humankind? No, it is not. Through the centuries, however, we have believed that it is, until we have accepted it as a fact of life. Does it take discipline to reverse the SSD pattern? Yes, it does. Does it take willpower? You bet. Is it worth it? Absolutely. That is from, again, her book, The Healing Power of Your Aura, Barbara Y. Martin, with Dimitri Moriadis as a co-writer, I believe. So that was kind of a deviation, but it's something that is really important to learn and to understand. When you are going through your dark night of the soul, or you're just going through a tough time, and maybe you haven't hit the whole whiplash like I did. I kind of got the 1-2 punch, and then with the job layoff in the middle of all that, it was rough. So I am downloading unconditional love to myself, and I actually say it, I actually verbalize that I am downloading unconditional love to heal myself. I have compassion for myself. I know I am going to get there. I am a sovereign being and can stand on my own. I will get to where it is point of acceptance. And I visualize myself being able to stand within myself and to focus on it. And I invite unconditional love in myself from the universe. I really believe, and I can't set a timeline on it because I don't know the timeline, but I really believe that this spring is really my spring cleaning to, you know, get down on the hands and knees, clean the baseboards, clean the windows, doing more of a deep clean than one would normally do when they're, you know, working during the week and just vacuuming, dusting, cleaning bathrooms, mopping, and calling it good, you know, doing laundry. So I really believe that spring is my spring cleaning, where I'm doing a really deep emotional detox this spring. I'm trying to tap into resources that I trust and believe. My A number one resource, again, I listen to Q and Mermaid and Asha on BBS. I listen to both shows. I listen to Being Inspired and then Project Review. And I would say that that's kind of where my plumb line is, or where my compass hits true north. I do deviate a little bit off to check some more things to focus on the more natural side of things, trying to make sure that I'm financially somewhat prepared. Being unemployed for that chunk kind of hit me hard. So the resources that I had are not there to that extent. So I'm not in fear. I know things are going to get tough, but I also know that I will be taken care of and that I'll be okay. And I just keep visualizing that, you know, I'll stand within myself. I focus on it, and with unconditional love in myself from the universe, I will get through this. So welcome to my spring cleaning. Right now, I'm kind of right in the middle of an emotional detox for spring, but summer's coming, you guys, and I am really working hard on what Q has said about, you know, it's kind of like what you focus on, you will have, and it goes back to that little story that I actually love the story. It goes back to two different boys see a pile of manure, a huge pile of manure. They were hoping for a pony, and they see this big pile of manure, and that's their gift. And the one little boy was so upset and so distraught, and he wanted a pony, and you know, he's crying, and he's mad, and he didn't get a pony, and stomping off. That's not what he wanted for his birthday. But then the other little boy, like, dove in head first, digging with his hands, didn't even, like, miss a beat. And he knows that there's a pony in there somewhere because that pony produced that manure. That is who I try to be. That is kind of a little bit of where my sunshine name came from, was I believe there's always a pony in the pile of poop. So right now I'm in a bit of a pile of poo, but I know there's a pony out there, and I know that that pony is there for me. And I believe that in that example, I just thought of something else that got me a little sidetracked. Sorry. In that example, that it's all about how you position, how you're visualizing your future and your now. And Q has always said, you know, your past is your past. That's gone. That's, you know, not even focused there. So you're visualizing your future. And so I know there's a pony out there, and I am pushing through this whiplash. Shit. Sorry. You might have to. Sorry, Dawn. Pushing through the whiplash stuff to get to my pony. And so if you guys are along for the ride, push through too, and let's go get our ponies, because I believe we're here for a purpose. And those of us that are getting hit pretty hard, there's some that are getting hit really hard financially. There are some getting hit really hard with loved ones and loved ones passing. Some getting hit both, losing jobs. It's intense out there right now in the natural. But let's stay on that. Let's stay on that higher plane. Let's stay on the higher plane and focus on, okay, this is tough, but I am getting through this, and I am going to make it through this whiplash to the other side. So let's talk about, while I have about 6 minutes left, so before we say goodbye for 2 weeks, let's look at some of the things that I really enjoy going through. One of them is kind of silly, and some of you will think, well, that's kind of simpleton easy, but I believe that your words do have power. And in the commands that we get from Q, that's pretty obvious that our words have power. Even though the language here is kind of wonky and weird and bass-ackwards, as he would say. He didn't say that, but it's bass-ackwards. I still believe that we have power in our words. And so I do have this little saying. It's kind of hokey. People probably laugh at me, but it's okay. You can laugh. I still believe it. And it goes like this. It's galore, galore. I have everything I desire and need and more. Galore, galore. I have everything I desire and need and more. Galore, galore. I have everything I desire and need and more. I am the consciousness, and the energy in that created everything. I am the consciousness and the energy that created everything. I am the consciousness. I am the energy that created everything. I am the consciousness and the energy in everything. Think about that. Source in you. You are the consciousness and the energy in everything. You are. I am the consciousness and the energy in everything. You are Source. I am Source. We are Source. So how can we fail? How can we fail? Okay, you're going into the next 2 weeks. Don't give away your power. Even when you have to go through the emotional upheavals, and even though you have to put your floaties on and float out that wave and ride out the ebb and tide, ebb and flow of the tide, don't give it away. Get it back. Command your spirit. Command your spirit to remove anything that is not authentic in you. And it works. It really helps me get control of the emotions, because we're not in the past anymore, guys. We're in the future. And that's hard for me to say because I love my mama. And I did love Bill. But they're gone. They're there. I'll see him again. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. And I will see you guys in 2 weeks. Don't give away your power. You are Source. See you in 2 weeks, guys. Sunshine out. Whiplash Talk. See you later. Bye. We'll be right back.